Well, I do like the fact that it is an initiated act, something coming from the people. But the specific things I like about it, I like the ban on gifts to legislators. I think that's a really good move. And I think it's also a good thing that we are looking at a cooling off period of 2 years for legislators. But as much as anything, what it speaks to is just the need for reform, I think, in the whole campaign process. And so that leaves me feeling really optimistic that probably maybe even we'll go further in clarifying some other issues, I think, that has to do with campaigns that we probably need to clarify and tighten up.
Representative Clemmer, what do you like about the proposed reform?
Well, the things I like about it most are the fact that perhaps it will cure some of the negatives out there about legislators. I really don't think there's a huge problem, but I understand that there's always a question as to whether someone is benefiting. I really like the cooling off period most of all. It was a little awkward to be lobbied by someone you had served with just a month before last January. So that I really like. And that was actually something we tried to get in our ethics bill this past year, but we got it down to a year.
Yeah.
But we imposed limits on ourselves last year, and I fully had anticipated that we would go forward with greater limits or more ethics proposals this coming year.
Exactly.
And so if it fails, I think there will still be an effort to ramp up ethics reform.
We'll come back to that. Let me hear first of all, second of all, what do you not like about the measure? And Senator, we'll start with you. What gives you pause for concern?
Well, what gives me pause is I'm not sure that the people have digested the notion of there are not the direct contributions, you know, from unions and from corporations, which I think that needs to be dealt with. But there is nothing really in it, I think, where people take responsibility for. If I want Ann Clemmer or George Elliott to be elected, I am going to assume the civic responsibility of making this contribution to the folks who we want to see elected. And I don't know how you would do it necessarily, but it would have been nice had there been something that suggested that here's a way for you to contribute that is more meaningful as a public citizen. I think, for example, we ought to have public financing. And I think the public needs to rise up for that, because if we don't have public financing and we still do have all these other ways out there of moving into the system, you know, that's a concern. And there's also still this opening where really big moneyed people can form a pack and the money can spill in that way. That's a big concern of how we do that.
I want to come back to this public financing here in a second, but let's talk about what your concerns are
with
this.
As Joyce just mentioned, my concern is that it's not going to be all that meaningful to put a ban on corporations and labor unions if all they have to do is form a political action committee, because that's a fairly simple procedure and they can do it and the money can still be there. Now, I'm not saying that I think there should be absolutely no corporate or labor union PACs giving money. We don't want to set up an environment so that only wealthy people can run for office.
That's right.
I mean, there's always a downside to limiting donations. I mean, I don't know about Joyce's personal finances. It's not germane to this topic, but we're not wealthy people.
Right.
You know, we got elected.
We're both in education.
Yes, right. We're in education. So we won our offices because enough people believed in us that we could compete against the people with really big money.
Right. How would either one of you go about raising money for your campaigns if you were prohibited from getting this money from corporations or from
And that's a really unions. That's a really big important question, because right now it's just direct appeal. But I would just ask anybody watching the show right now, when's the last time you made a contribution of any kind to somebody running for office? That's what we're going to be left with to a great degree. And the other thing I think that people really need to realize, it sounds as if corporations and unions are equal. They're not, especially not in Arkansas. And so for somebody like me, and I have been supported by unions a great deal, I think I have a great deal more to lose with it passing, but I think we still need to do this. But we're left with asking people for contributions. That is as it should be, but the same people who are for this oftentimes won't give that $10, $15, $20 to somebody they want to see elected. And I would suggest that's part of the democratic process. This initiative is a part of the democratic process, but there is another step that the public needs to think about taking, and that's making those contributions.
And what about you? How would you go about this?
I'm following Joyce. She's stealing all my lines.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now, people, I mean, I did start my campaign without any labor union, corporate mm-hmm. money. You start by making appeals to your family and friends. You start by looking at your bank account and going, yes. what can I give up this year? I mean, for me, it was, okay, I'm going to take out of savings and mm-hmm. consider this is going to be a learning experience if
right.
I lose.
Mm-hmm.
I teach political science. I will have learned something in the process. But you've got to look at what you can sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Well, a middle-income person, a young person, doesn't have as much to sacrifice
right.
with. And so, but you ask your friends, and people give you $50 right. or $25, mm-hmm. and that's how you go forward.
Yeah. But what do you think of this notion of public financing yeah. that Joyce has brought up here?
Well, I don't think that the public is going to support public financing, mm-hmm. Partly because I don't think they are sympathetic to people who want to serve an elective office. I think, by and large, there's a public attitude that somebody else gives money to campaigns.
That's right.
Somebody else with more money than I do gives right. money to campaigns.
Right.
So I don't think, I probably would not support a drain on public treasury for public financing. However, I do want to point out that a previous ballot initiative, and I'm sorry, I should know the year, allows voters to give a couple to give $100 a year as a tax credit. Mm-hmm. So in some ways we have a little bit of public financing, and perhaps we need to raise awareness that's out there for people.
Well, yeah.
And it doesn't, the first $100 as a couple doesn't cost them a dime.
That's a part of public financing, though. I mean, but I think we could be thoughtful about public financing and how we do it, because I would submit to you we have far less to lose by engaging in public financing than letting the system go on, you know, as it is with money coming from every place else. That's a responsible thing to do. Some states have done it by